El Salvador is looking to build out its first Bitcoin city, raising $1 billion through a Bitcoin bond. President Nayib Bukele unveiled the details on Saturday. Construction, Zach, set to begin in 2022. And of course, this is significant because this comes just months after El Salvador became the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the broader backdrop here for what it could mean, right? Obviously, El Salvador has, as you said, first country to take it as legal tender, but they're now doubling down with the idea of using Bitcoin, tapping Bitcoin investors to fund the creation of this Bitcoin city. And you think about what that could mean here, it would fly in the face of kind of, you know, a lot of Latin America depending on the IMF for some of the projects they like to do here. Of course, earlier before El Salvador really started to lean into Bitcoin, there were questions that the IMF had about whether or not that was the best idea, what it could mean for kind of the way that they worked through their funding sources to make sure that country runs smoothly. So it raises a lot of interesting questions about maybe bucking the need for traditional financing when you think about how some of these developing economies and countries out there lean on the IMF. And when you look at this, though, Akiko, kind of interesting, the plan, kind of trying to sell Bitcoin, the expectation here is that it would reach $1 million eventually in price, and they'd be able to sell some of that to recoup the $500 million that they have invested in it if this is to kind of go according to plan. So, I mean, obviously, if you're a Bitcoin city, you're a country that's leaning to Bitcoin, and it reaches $1 million, you're going to be fine either way, but just kind of a new interesting proposal here to really fund something like it.
And Zach, a lot being made also of the location of this near a volcano. You pointed out, well, it's significant because of the use of geothermal energy.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, you know, there are a few mining companies, Bitfarms, we've had on the show before. They're set up in Canada around hydropower. Geothermal energy in El Salvador already being used in some Bitcoin mining operations down there. And a lot of proponents would point to the fact that, you know, it's the perfect type of energy source for something like Bitcoin mining because it's there on source. You know, when we talked about kind of some of the pushback, some people think that it makes energy costs higher. When you look into kind of the way that it's structured, it generally uses, energy that's not going to be used elsewhere. So it kind of helps in the way that you get this off the ground. But I mean, yeah, it's again, you know, we've seen this president really bet on Bitcoin, and this is just another way to really put the mark in the ground and say, look, we are where you should be if you're also a believer of Bitcoin, because this would be a place where there are no capital gains taxes, right? It's also just going to be value-added taxes, sales taxes, basically, in Bitcoin City that would pay for everything else that you'd need in this utopia, Bitcoin utopia.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, in many ways, it feels like El Salvador is becoming, I don't know if playground is the right word, but there's a lot of experiments that are being done here that potentially other countries, depending on the outcome of this, could follow.
I mean, and that's kind of been the idea, right? That's why so many people have been watching what's happened in El Salvador since they kind of made this. And that's why some of his critics were quick to point out all the glitches that were there in the wallet and, you know, people maybe not trusting it. But, you know, the longer this goes, you know, nothing happens overnight. Rome wasn't built in the day. Bitcoin City, not going to be built in the day. And all that trust does take time. And obviously, you know, we've really only been talking about Bitcoin as a globe in serious nature, what, only over the last few years? So, I mean, if you're thinking about kind of getting some of those most active investors out there, the enthusiasts in the Bitcoin world, if there is something like this to kind of be the example to set, you better believe they're going to be leaning into it. And we've already seen that down in what's happened so far in El Salvador. And just again, just kind of an interesting way to kind of finance all of this. And if it does reach that $1 million mark, like I said, it'd be tough to see other countries maybe not taking a closer look at what they could be doing, especially in Latin America, in bucking the trend that has been set up and having to lead to some of these, you know, monetary organizations that might not have been the best partners in the past.